All right, here we go. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my producer-engineer, Ray Allen. We are ready to do this thing on the first day of March, Super Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Lots to talk about on this day. Terry Bracey will get things rolling. After Terry, we've got Shelley, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Good day on the market, up over 300 points at this point. So really good news. So we'll find out from Shelley all about that. Let's go right to the live line and Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents among their Arizona clients, City of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, happy March 1st.
Well, thank you. It's time for spring training and March Madness.
Hope.
The best part of the year.
Yeah, hope springs eternal, doesn't it, this time of year for all the baseball fans and all the basketball fans, and how the Wildcats are going to do, what kind of seeding they're going to have. Well, that double loss up in the Mountain States didn't help, Terry.
Yeah, well, it's a tough league and a lot of hard travel. You know, on the baseball side, though, your Cubbies look like the team to beat in the National League, and not just for this year, but a lot, maybe into the future. So good luck, Bill.
Well, they got a lot of young talent, and they put it together last year, almost really had a banner season, and we'll hope for the best in for the Cubs and for the Wildcats. Super Tuesday upon us, Terry, and it is the number one topic. Not so much folks not focusing really what's going on the Democratic side, but the nasty battle for the Republican nomination. You have been involved in at least two presidential campaigns at a very high level. Have you ever seen the mean-spirited meanness before that you're witnessing?
Well, I've seen some very tough stuff. I mean, I remember Lyndon Johnson's ad suggesting that Barry Goldwater would blow up the world. or maybe George Bush Sr.'s ad, the famous Willie, infamous, I should say, Willie Horton ad, which was racist and claimed that his opponent, Governor Dukakis, had let a murderer out of jail. But, you know, this pettiness and this nastiness that we're hearing now is a little bit beyond my personal experience.
But it's kind of part of our history, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, some of our best presidents struck very low blows. Henry Adams attacked Thomas Jefferson, claiming, and I quote, that Jefferson's election...
Seems we've lost him.
Oh, we lost Terry. I'm sure he will call us right back, because I do want to hear the rest of that quote from the election of Thomas Jefferson. Got Terry Bracey with us on our live line. Terry will be calling us back momentarily, I'm sure, after somehow we were cut off from our conversation. 12:08 here on the Buckmaster Show, and we'll get Terry back very momentarily, and we'll be listening tonight to the Super Tuesday coverage. Hugh Hewitt will be broadcasting for an extra 3 hours, so we'll have live results, expert analysis, and intelligent talk. Make KVOI your choice for election night tonight, 7 to 10 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. While we're waiting, Ray, for Terry to call us back,
yeah.
I think I'll go ahead and tell people about the Carriage House.
Go ahead.
All right. Janos Wilder's Carriage House, our newest sponsor on the Buckmaster Show. Chef Wilder welcomes award-winning food author Amelia Salzman for a special multi-course dinner featuring dishes from her latest cookbook. That's Sunday, March 13th at 6 p.m. at the Carriage House. And if you have not heard about Janos Wilder's Carriage House, it is really a fantastic space. The Carriage House, an event space and cooking school, is located at 146 East Broadway in downtown Tucson. That's just east of the downtown kitchen and cocktails. It's a beautiful space, and they have plenty of room for cooking demonstrations, and they can really seat up to 200 people. So it's a great place. Check it out. Janos Wilder's Carriage House, Tucson.com. Let's go back now to Terry Bracey. Sorry, Terry, about that. We were cut off.
Oh, well, anyway, Bill, we were talking about that this nastiness is really kind of the underbelly of our history, and there's been a lot of it, even among the respected presidents. But in recent years, I mean, this is really setting a record for going low. So, you know, the question is, does it work? I think the answer, Bill, is yes, but it often hurts the attacker more than the person attacked. For example, I don't know what you think, but I think Marco Rubio made a major mistake in the last week by getting involved in this name-calling with Trump. And, you know, usually the smart ones like Jefferson, who was president, he hired people to do this. You know,
yeah.
Rubio did it himself, and he looked pretty bad doing it, I think. And, you know, Mo Udall's old saying that in politics, he who throws mud loses ground. So I think it's a problem for all the Republicans at this point.
Hey, Terry, going back to that quote, because we were cut off right as you were to give the quote about Henry Adams attacking Thomas Jefferson. So what was the quote?
He said of Jefferson, should he win, your dwellings will be in flames, female chastity violated, and children will be writhing on the pike. How's that?
That's pretty heavy stuff.
Well, years later, Lincoln was called horrid-looking and perhaps having a strain of animal blood by Stephen Douglas. And Lincoln responded by mocking Douglas's 5'4" stature and always referring to him as a little giant, with emphasis on little. So it's nasty.
Here we are, Super Tuesday. Can you suggest a guide for what we should be looking for?
Yeah, let's start with the Republicans, Bill. First, we need to realize that the delegate system is still at the proportional stage. Winner take all will come next. So tonight we have 595 delegates in play, ranging from a mere 28 in Alaska to a whopping 155 from Texas. 11 states, mostly in the South, should have results by, we'll have results by about 10 o'clock tonight. In most states, the candidates have to achieve a threshold of 15% to 20% to win any delegates. My own focus will be on Texas.
That is crucial, isn't it? And why is that?
Well, because the outcome in the Lone Star State, number one for Cruz, will determine if he has the credibility to continue. If he loses his home state, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to win. For Rubio, it's crucial because his delegate hunt that he's selling to all his contributors and whatnot depends upon picking up a lot of delegates out of Texas. And if he falls below the 20% line, he gets zero. So, you know, if it's Trump's night, ideally, for Trump's point of view, if you were to win Texas over Cruz and have Rubio fall below the delegate minimum, which is 20%, getting no delegates at all, it's pretty much game, set, and match.
How about on the Democratic side for Hillary?
Well, on the Democratic side, the South has always, of course, thought to be her firewall. You know, as South Carolina showed, the loyalty of African-American voters, which once very much benefited Bill Clinton, now helps her and puts her in the driver's seat. So it's doubtful that Bernie Sanders will win anything in this region. But his strategists are smart, and they have a game plan to pick up delegates anyway. And what they're hoping, Bill, is that that Clinton's victories will come, and her pluralities, her numbers will come largely from a few African-American districts, which will have overwhelming numbers, leaving the ground open for Sanders to lose the state but win some other congressional districts, and that will give him a good number of delegates. Again, Texas is important to the Democrats because of the number of delegates and because the exit polls will tell us if Sanders has made any serious inroads into the Latino vote. Bernie is also hoping to win tonight in Minnesota and or Massachusetts. He's got a shot maybe at Colorado. He's even maybe got a shot at Oklahoma. That would make a bad evening look better, but it's going to be Hillary's evening. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if Trump does not get what he needs, like winning Texas tonight, this could very well go to a what they commonly call a brokered convention. Would you agree with that or not? You think that's highly doubtful?
I think there are a lot of people who see that now as the last chance to beat him. You know, people who should have woken up earlier and who were either fearful of him or never thought somebody else would do the job. Now they're all, of course, in a position where they're all screaming at him and trying to tear him down, but that usually works in favor of the person being attacked. We'll see tonight. We'll see if his numbers are down, but I don't know. If he were to... He's not expected to win Texas. I mean, Cruz is expected to win his home state. I would say if Trump lost Alabama or Georgia or Tennessee, any of those states, that would be a signal that his campaign is flagging, and maybe we could go into a more brokered-type situation. But if he sweeps all those states, wins Massachusetts as well, and maybe even Minnesota, if he wins Minnesota, you know, it's pretty much a national victory, even if he does, say, win only 25% in Cruz's home state. So, you know, he's not my candidate, but boy, he has really got things going his way.
All right. Terry Bracey, thank you very much. Sorry we had a little difficulty there at the beginning, but we're back on track. And thanks, Terry. We'll talk to you the first week of the month of April. Thank you.
And good luck to the mayor. He's got the city, the state of the city address today.
Yeah, that's coming up here this week. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Kelly is such a nice guy. We actually ran the disclaimer there twice, and Shelley's in a very good mood today.
I am fully disclaimed.
He's fully disclaimed.
I had to give you a little bit of an extra disclaimer.
Yeah, there
just
you
because,
go.
You know?
Just up. He's disclaimed up one side and down the other, and he's very happy today.
It's not Tuesday. It can't be
it
Tuesday,
can't be
Bill.
Tuesday to have those kinds of numbers. Very impressive.
About 300 points,
yeah.
A little more than that for the
very
day.
Very impressive. Is there something that's got the market folks happy and
it's Super Tuesday, and so it's being super, I guess. Price of oil seems to be under control right now. We're seeing some indication that it could rise to as high as 40. We've had U.S. producers saying at 40 we get back in.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had assumed that number was closer to 60, so $60 per barrel. So I think there's a general mood that we're going to see some more economic data this week. The last quarter numbers of GDP growth came in a little bit higher than the original estimates were. They're still not great, but a little bit higher than the estimates. Unemployment or the employment numbers, I think, come out on Friday again for February, and that's going to show, I think, better than what the economists have been predicting. We're down at, 4.9% right now, and they're at least talking about staying there, but creating another 200,000 non-farm payroll jobs. So in general, it's a pretty good news story. We have some problems in manufacturing, clearly, and exports. We have some growth in inventories, which we'd really like to see the inventory sold, to end-user consumers. Very sluggish durable goods inventories, the big stuff, the stuff that lasts a long time and is high ticket items, you know, the tractors, the trailers, the washing machines, you know, that big stuff just isn't moving very well because we can't export it because the dollar is so strong.
And overall for the year to date, we're back on track?
Very close to where we started the year.
Okay.
So remember, we were down in the very last couple of weeks of 2015. And then we lost about 6% in January, and we've kind of gotten it back.
Good.
So I think that we are on track for more volatility, but hopefully a market that will at least have some gains this year, because last year was kind of flat. That, you know, if we could see, you know, mid-single-digit gains in the market for the year, I think that would be really nice.
We're seeing these national TV ads. They're about our national debt. I'm not quite sure what group is running these, but they've been all over cable TV, these ads. What is this about?
Well, there is clearly concern over the level of debt and deficit spending in the country. Now, some people have more concern about it than others. We're beginning to see, for instance, at MarketWatch, we're beginning to see some technical analysts really worried about not this year or next year, but what could happen as more and more baby boomers begin to retire or continue to retire, and the so-called the benefits of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that the cost of those programs rises higher and higher and higher with a Congress that has no propensity either to cut anymore because of sequestration or to raise taxes anymore. And so if you don't begin to really deal with these problems, then the forecast is that over the next 10 years, we could see the deficit as a or a national debt as a percentage of GDP go into the 80s as a percentage, so 83%, 84%. Now, full honesty, if you don't take a look at one political party or the other, nobody knows what the sweet spot is for what level of debt is the right level of debt. We do know that some level of debt is both warranted and actually contributes toward the growth of the economy. Every big corporation has some debt on their books. And, you know, that debt very often could be in the 20% to 30% range. Governments typically have settled around the 60% range, 50% or 60% range. We know that when you get a level of debt that's over 100%, things begin to get a little bit dicey, but we don't know what the real level is. So is 80% dangerous? If we get over the hump with the baby boomers and the expenses attributable to Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid begin to fall back down to normal levels, and it doesn't harm the economy, we just don't know. That said, you're going to hear more and more. I mean, the last couple of years, we've reduced the deficit. So we've actually reduced the percentage as the GDP, gross domestic product, goes up and the debt stays kind of flat or close to flat. Then, of course, the percentage goes down a little bit. But all of the forecasts are that that's going to turn around and we're going to see that line rising up to the, you know, up and to the right. That's not necessarily something that we need to worry about today, but we do need to worry about it. One of the things we're also going to see is that interest rates are climbing. Mm-hmm. So right now, we're financing that debt with very, very, very cheap, you know, cheap bonds, cheap treasuries. But as interest rates begin to normalize, you know, and start going into the 2, 3, 4, 5% range, then that debt becomes more and more expensive. So it's important from the perspective of the economy to know that our political leaders, such as they are beginning to deal with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Social Security, relatively easy to deal with if you have the political will to do it. Medicare, a little bit, maybe a lot harder. We are seeing some progress there because of the Affordable Care Act as rates overall, not in specific, you can probably find people whose rates have gone up way faster than they should. But on balance, those rates are not going up very quickly. In fact, slower than at any time in the past 10 or 15 years. So if we can get the cost of Medicare down, cost of medical care in general back down to from 18 or 19% down to about 12% of GDP, and if we can fix Medicaid and find a way to pay for that largely by getting people insured so that they're not using the most expensive care, then we have some ability to control this. But you're seeing our political leaders, the candidates on both sides, basically say, don't touch, you know, Social Security, don't raise the retirement age, don't take the cap off the earnings rate. We've got to fix this, Bill. Is it absolutely necessary that we do it this very instant? Probably not. But somebody has to have the courage to move ahead with it.
Well, on that note, and sounds like it's actually a good thing that these ads are out there,
kind of
making people think about this.
Because they're not blatantly political on one side or the other.
Right,
they're raising the issue.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
raising the issue in a nonpartisan way, and I love that.
All right. Shelley Fishman, we can find you by going to buckmastershow.com,
absolutely,
my website,
and check
the link and get you there.
And I get right back to the people who do that. I try, if they hit me on a Friday night, I normally wait till Monday, as I did just this past Friday.
But even on vacation, you will be checking email.
I will.
All right, Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment.
Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for the monthly showdown. Also, we'll take a look at the critical health needs in rural Arizona. Plus, we preview the What If series at Biosphere 2 in March. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got live streaming, podcasts, and the complete show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. It's a Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends at Green Things. I love to garden. I love roses, and I have had great luck over at Green Things with all of my roses, and they've got some really great deals on roses right now. 5-gallon container. That's a nice size rose, a plant, to put in a pot or in the ground, $29.95. Right now, over at Green Things, 3384 East River Road, and it's easy to find. If you know the Brandy Fenton Park, they are just west of that, or just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, and it really is a destination in itself. They've got 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, gardening supplies. If you can't find it there, probably you cannot find it anywhere in Tucson. So check out greenthingsaz.com and say hello to Jan and Jack, the owners, and tell them that Mr. Buckmaster sent you. Well, let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, Kim DeMarco. Kim is with us. Kim is a Pima County supervisorial candidate. I love to say that word, Kim. Supervisorial candidate as a Republican in District Number 3. In District Number 3, that seat has been held by Sharon Bronson for a long time. And Kim is hoping to take over in that District 3 race. Kim, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. Why did you decide to get into this race?
Well, you know, about a year and a half ago, I was elected to the Green Valley Sowetita Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and we had opportunity to work with some of the supervisors and started looking into what was going on with the county and saw some of the problems that were going on and figured that I could jump into this race and maybe do something about those problems.
Tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, you have a law enforcement background. You're a mortgage lender. You've been a business owner. You have military experience?
I do. I am a United States Marine. Mm-hmm. I am a retired Arizona State Police officer, and while I was with DPS, I worked with the Highway Patrol, I worked undercover narcotics, the gang unit, and I also started the first prescription drug unit within DPS. I have been a business owner, and I am currently a residential mortgage lender with Sun Street Mortgage and branch manager down in Green Valley, Sowetita.
So, and you have been in Pima County a long time.
I have been here about 37 years.
What was it about Supervisor Bronson that you felt that she was perhaps vulnerable this particular campaign and you felt that a change is necessary?
Well, I feel the change is necessary because if you look over the last, especially 10, 12 years, our economy in Pima County has really come to a standstill. We're at about a 0.1% economic growth, and that's one of the lowest in the country. Our spending is really out of control. We're at $1.4 billion in debt. Our property taxes have gone up 7 times in the last 3 years. And I just think that it's time for a change. And I think that I have what it takes to make some of those changes.
Have you had previous political experience?
I have not ran for an office such as this before. Like I said, I do sit on the board of directors, and I have paid attention to politics for quite some time. I'm also a Republican Legislative 2 District Precinct Committeeman.
And your residence is in what community?
I am down in Sowetita.
In Sowetita. So if... what would be your kind of marquee issue, your top issue that you think deserves the most attention at this point, Kim?
Well, there's a few issues okay. that I'm running on. Roads and infrastructure, I think, are just absolutely horrible in this town, and we have to get those back to where they belong, because if we continue to go in the direction that we're going, we're going to be replacing roads, not fixing them. We have out-of-control spending. Those things right there really top on my list. We have got to cut the spending, we've got to cut the budget, and we've got to find a way to bring business back to this town.
There's been all this talk about sweeping the HERF funds, and for those that don't know that acronym, that is Highway User
Revenue Funds.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome,
yes.
Bill.
Drew a blank on that. And so what do you say about how that HERF money should be used?
Well, when it comes to the sweep of the HERF funds, actually only about, on average, about 7% is swept by the state. Approximately $19 to $20 million every year is spent on repaying previous bonds from 1997. So you've got, you know, upwards of $30+ million that can be used on the roads. And we keep hearing that, you know, they're sweeping the funds. Well, they're not sweeping those funds. What we need to find out is where are those funds going? And Bill, I would love to tell you in about a year, year and a half, where they're going so we can get them directed towards the roads.
How about the, you said another issue, out of control spending and increasing taxes. A little bit about that, please.
Well, I think in Pima County that money is given to special interests and used in a way that maybe we shouldn't be using it right now. We have a lot of needs in this county, and we really need to take care of the needs first, and then we'll worry about our wants if we have the money to do it. And right now, we don't have the money to do it. You cannot continue to tax residents and businesses to the point where it's out of control. And really, property taxes are bad. 7 times, like I said, increased in the last 3 years. But when you look at business taxes, the business taxes are businesses are taxed at 12 times the rate of residential property. So it's making it difficult for businesses to succeed in this county.
Now, I know that Pima County residents are taxed at the highest rate in the state.
That's correct.
But there is no sales tax in Pima County, so there are a lot of jurisdictions that want, for want of a better word, a piece of the pie, right?
Well, in Pima County, there's a lot of unincorporated areas. And so that creates some of the issues with that. But yeah, I mean, you just can't continue to tax. We're taxed at 4.39% for every $100 of assessed value. When it comes to our debt, we have more than twice the debt of all other counties combined. I mean, we need to step back and we need to take a look at what's going on.
How are you structuring your campaign? A lot of door-to-door meeting with people, and what are the people telling you that what issue is on their minds?
You know, my district is huge. It's about 7,400 square miles, so it covers
bigger than some states, probably.
Yes, it is. It's quite diverse, so it just depends on where you're at in the district as to what their immediate concerns are. I hear a lot about the roads and infrastructure, and I hear also a lot about jobs. Mm-hmm. People are unemployed. People are working jobs that are basically pay that they're struggling to support their families on. And they want to see job growth. In the way of what am I doing on my campaign, anything and everything I can do, Bill, to get the word out there and to get people to find out who I am, what I'm about.
Yeah, because name recognition is so important in
politics.
Huge. It's huge. And so you've got a website, I assume?
I do. You can find my website at www.demarcoforsupervisor.com. I also have a Facebook page. And we do have an event coming up here in Marana. There's the Founders Day coming up this weekend. And then on March 12th, I'm looking for some volunteers out there. We're going to go out there and walk and talk and knock on doors and everything else. So get in touch with me through my website if you'd like to help out with that.
And check your tires, because you'll probably be needing a new set driving all over.
I probably
driving
will.
Driving all over a very, very large district and putting a lot of miles on the car.
Absolutely.
Kim DeMarco, police officer, mortgage lender, business owner, former United States Marine veteran. And you know, the thing about Marines, you're not really a former Marine. You're always a Marine.
You are always a Marine. That is the
right.
Truth.
Thank you so much, Kim, for your service. Let's see. If we can work in a quick call, Ray, do we have, we do. We have David would like to speak with Kim DeMarco. Go ahead, David.
Hi, David.
Hey, David. Oh, don't have him. How about Rick? Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Rick. Real quickly, please.
Okay. My issue is they're spending too much money in this county. Like, they want to widen Tangerine Road to a four-lane parkway. I went there to the meeting to oppose that because when they're spending all this money on these capital improvements, that's what drives taxes up. Like, they spent, I don't know how much money widening I-10 to eight lanes. Of course, the feds pay for some of that, but then they had to put in the upgraded, they expanded the sewage treatment plant to accommodate all the new development, and that cost more than $500 million. And, of course, every major north-south road, they're widening, and it's costing taxpayers like $10 million a
okay.
mile.
All right. Dave, that was David, by the way, and not Rick. And David, thank you for calling. Kim, real quickly,
David, you are absolutely correct. We are spending a lot of money, and we really need to sit down and we need to look at the fact that, you know, again, it comes back to those needs and wants. And right now, we have a lot of needs, and we need to sit down. We need to look at the budget. We need to look at where the money is going and see if we can redirect some of that money to where it needs to be placed.
All right. Kim DeMarco, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
All right. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, I strongly recommend that beautiful area of southwestern New Mexico. It's really a beautiful part of the southwestern United States. They have a little elevation there, 5,000 to 7,000 feet, so it makes for just really delightful weather. There's the world-famous Gila National Forest and the Cliff Dwellings National Monument. So many places to stay, like Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Agave Ridge Retreat. The full listing of the many places to stay and the so many things to do, as they say, to recreate, check out southwestnewmexico.org. Coming up on 12:46 on the Buckmaster Show. Big question, is it the cold or do you have the flu? Dr. Ray Woosley will answer it next. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Well, have you had it yet, the cold or flu? It seems like everybody has either had it, has it, or knows someone that has. And we're going to talk about that. 790-2040, we'd love to hear from you if you have had the flu or a cold and what your experience with it was. And Ray Woosley is with us. Dr. Ray Woosley hosts our Your Meds segment. Dr. Woosley, former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, commonly known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. We strongly suggest you check out crediblemeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. I don't have the flu.
Well, I'm so glad you don't. You know, Saturday I was visiting with a couple of friends, and they were both, it was odd because one said that the gentleman said he'd had a fever for 5 days and is on antibiotics. Went to the doctor, antibiotics. Another friend said pretty much the same thing. She had had this fever 5 or 6 days, again, went to the doctor, on antibiotics. And I thought about you and some of our conversations we've had in the past. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I didn't think that antibiotics really would have much impact on the flu.
Well, they do. They just drain your wallet, and they do not much else. It's a real problem in this country. 55 million prescriptions are written for antibiotics every year, and half of them are for things that they can't help. And it's a serious problem. People think that they need those antibiotics, and doctors are afraid not to give them, frankly, when they've been asked. They just don't work. It's a virus. It's not a bacterium. So an antibacterial drug won't help a flu virus.
Are there some simple things we can remember the differences between what is commonly influenza and what is a cold virus?
Well, cold viruses usually, they come in season. So right now we're in the flu season. And if you get symptoms, you've probably got the flu. But they start off often the same way, a runny nose, itchy eyes. But a cold is confined to the sinuses and the nose and maybe sometimes the throat. The flu gets into your lungs. It gets into the bronchial tubes, and you get this congestion, and you cough and cough. And they both have a fever actually usually has a higher, flu has a higher fever. Mm-hmm. But it's the real characteristic of the flu is the aching, the fatigue. You just feel terrible. The headache. You get a sore throat. It usually lasts 3 to 4 days, sometimes up to 10. And the medicines, the antibiotics, won't help it one bit. So,
what about these friends of mine that have had this prolonged fever? And, of course,
it's worrisome. Nobody likes a long fever, one long being 3 to 5 days.
Right.
Do you just kind of ride it out with like ibuprofen or something like that, or what?
The treatment for the flu is go to bed. Get some rest. The benefit from that is you don't give it to other people.
Right.
But you also take a lot of fluids, take medicines to keep your fever down, treat the pain, and that means medicines like ibuprofen or Motrin, Advil, Naproxen. These pain medicines lower your temperature. Acetaminophen or Tylenol, they will do more than anything else. There are for people who, some people who get the flu will go on to get pneumonia. And there, if your fever lasts more than 3 or 4 days and you can't keep it down, or if you're sick more than 10 days, or if you're in certain high-risk populations, like if you have diabetes, or if you're very obese, or actually if you're Native American. So all of our Native American friends in the community should know that the CDC recommends as soon as you think you've got the flu virus, you should be taking medicines, because there are flu medicines that can shorten the duration. They don't cure it, but they'll take a couple of days off the duration and keep it from, in those high-risk people, developing something that could cause you to be hospitalized or even die.
Tamiflu is commonly referred. That's the common one?
Exactly. Tamiflu, Relenza, these are two antiviral medicines, and they can shorten the duration of the illness and make it less severe, but they cost like $100.
Wow.
For five pills.
Wow.
And so they are. You don't use them unless you really are in that high-risk population.
The pressure on doctors, and you're a doctor, Dr. Woosley, you know that people go to the doctor, they feel horrible. They're saying, I've got the, you know, the fever and everything. Please give me an antibiotic.
Yeah, and it's a real problem, and it's usually doctors are rushed. They don't want to sit down and take the time because they've got other sick people out there that they need to see. And they succumb to the pressures to give an antibiotic when they really need to help educate the patient and manage their expectations. Now, the downside of doing this, by giving all these people antibiotics that don't need it, we get these superbugs, these things, these bacteria that start growing. When you've wiped out all the normal bacteria, they take over, and that's when you get the flesh-eating bacteria, the MRSA, these horrible infections that don't respond to any antibiotic. So that's the reason we don't throw these antibiotics, or shouldn't throw these antibiotics around without serious thought.
And the antibiotic really, if you don't need it, there's no reason putting that into your system, because it's going to probably kill all the good and the bad.
Exactly. You wipe out the good bacteria and then let the bad really take over. And that's the real concern.
How about a flu shot?
Absolutely. And it's not too late. It's really important. Flu season goes through May. If you haven't had your flu shot, get your flu shot. You know, the county health department has a website, 211 Arizona, or just dial 211 on your cell phone or your home phone and find out where you can get a flu shot. Children under 18 can get it free. And that flu shot this year is especially good. Last year, the flu shot wasn't that effective. This year, it is really effective, and it's saving lives.
Yeah, I mean, so effective. I've heard it's up to 60%.
That's
cutting
right.
down that risk. And even if you do get the flu and you did have a flu shot, perhaps it will kind of lessen the impact on your flu.
It won't be as bad. It'll be less long. It'll be maybe 4 or 5 days instead of 10. So get that flu shot. It is not too late to do that.
And you said that the cost of Tamiflu can be up to $100?
That's right. maybe the copay is $30 or $40, but if you buy five pills of Tamiflu, which is the treatment, it'll take 1 to 2 days off your illness, but it'll take $100 out of your pocket, too.
And you have to start within 48 hours of the first symptom, something like that?
Very good point. You've got to get it early. If you're after 48 hours, it's probably not going to help at all. So if you've been exposed and you're in a very high-risk population, the CDC will tell you who those people are. But it's, you know, anybody who's chronically ill, anybody with diabetes, very small children, less than two, pregnant women, The flu shot prevents the flu almost 90% in women who are pregnant.
So, wow. All right, Dr. Woosley, we're going to have to wrap it up, but good information, crediblemeds.org. And if you are taking any medication, I strongly suggest, and I know you do as well, crediblemeds.org, very user-friendly.
We try to make it that way, and we have it there. So there's tools that you can use to make your medicines the safest they can be by being the most important member of your healthcare team.
All right. Stay well, Dr. Woosley.
I will.
Right. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, and then we do 6 hours of local talk starting tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, with Wake Up Tucson, the Daily Double, from 8 to 9, the Talk of the Town, 9 to 10. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back at 12:04. But tonight, we've got Super Tuesday coverage from 7 to 10 right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming at KVOI.com. Hugh Hewitt will be broadcasting and anchoring those extra 3 hours of live results, expert analysis, and intelligent talk. On behalf of my producer, Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great Tuesday.